we're continuing with the Megillah, and our Megillah begins now. We're up to what they call the second chapter, with the following family tree. We have over here Nachshon ben Aminadav, the leader of the tribe of Yehuda. Great man. He has a son named Elimelech. So the Elimelech we've encountered until now, who thinks I should be king of Israel, well, he is the son of the great leader of the great tribe of Judea. His father is the one that charged the Yamsuf, Nachshon ben Aminadav. His grandfather was the great Aminadav. His father was the great Nachshon. And Elimelech, he's the son. And in this family, they have certain unique features. Their skull is shaped a unique way. They have exceptional longevity. People tend to live to an average of 400 years.
What kind of skull?
Their skull had a special shape, the Talmud says.
What kind of shape?
Oh, that we'll discuss a different thing. And so Elimelech has three siblings. One is Salmon. One is a man named Ploni Almoni. And the other one is a man who was the father of Naomi. So Naomi is technically Elimelech's niece. Elimelech married his niece Naomi. Salmon has a son Boaz, who is Naomi's cousin. He is also Elimelech's nephew. So again, we have Nachshon. Nachshon has a son Elimelech. He has a grandson Boaz and a granddaughter Naomi. Naomi and Boaz are first cousins. Naomi and Boaz are the niece and the nephew of Elimelech. And so Elimelech married his niece. And now we have Boaz in the picture. Okay? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Judea. So tribe of Judah.
Correct.
And they are related to David the Melech, right?
Correct.
ולנעמי
מודה לאישה. Naomi had a relative, איש גיבור חיל, a man who was tremendous in Torah, ממשפחת אלימלך, from Elimelech's family, ושמו בועז. So Boaz, in the constant trait of the family of David, he's lost his wife, he's lost 30 sons, he's lost 30 daughters. So what do you do now? You look for a new wife. You're 400 years old. You're a very old man. You've sort of lost what you've built. You don't give up. You keep learning Torah, and you look for a wife. Boaz has under 2 months left to live. We know that in hindsight. He does not. He doesn't give up. Boaz will die the night he marries Ruth. If Boaz were not so diligent and Ruth were not so diligent, then the Davidic dynasty would have been history. It couldn't have come from Boaz. Boaz is going to work hard now to rebuild his life. And even though Boaz lost his wife and lost all his kids, the whole Davidic dynasty is still going to come from Boaz because he doesn't give up. Life has been hard on Boaz, but Boaz doesn't give up. He is a giant in Torah. Ushemo Boaz. His name is Come Strength. Bo, come, az. Brazenness, might, strength. Vatomer Ruta Moavia El Naomi. Ruth the Moabite. What's the Navi telling us? Ruth, the princess of Moab, tells her mother-in-law, let me go get some food. It's hard on you. I know. People know you here. I can go out. Don't worry about it. No one knows me. The humility of Ruth. Here she was a princess. And she says, let me go get the food. She asks her mother-in-law, am I right? Is it okay? They don't go asking for gifts. They don't go asking for handouts. They're not asking for Boaz. They say, Hashem gave us a right to collect. Leket shikha peah. There are parts of the land we're entitled to. Let's go get from Hashem. Why should we go ask our relative Boaz, who's so wealthy, for a gift? So they don't. Yes?
I'm about to ask this right now, but quick, I'll have a question. If I didn't say Marv yet, is it better to go now or finish the class and do it by myself?
Hmm.